One organization working in Iraq and elsewhere is International Medical Corps. For 25 years, the Los Angeles-based organization has been training local doctors and nurses in places such as Afghanistan, Sierra Leone, and Bosnia. Along the way, their staff and others took photos documenting what the group does. Those photos have now been collected in a book called A Thousand Words, Photos from the Field. And the World's Web editor, Clark Boyd, you've worked with International Medical Corps to create a really impressive slideshow.
Well, Marco, this book came across my desk a few weeks back, and I was just taking a look at the photos, and I was incredibly moved by them. Some of them document horrific situations, people working in some of the harshest conditions you can possibly imagine. And I just figured we got to find a way to use these pictures somehow. So what I did was I got the CEO of International Medical Corps, Nancy Aussie, to sit down with me and walk me through some of the pictures. And as you can imagine, some of them are quite grim. But I think the ones we've chosen for the slideshow really speak to the humanity of what's going on here. And Nancy, one of the pictures that she pointed out was of an International Medical Corps doctor training some local doctors in Pakistan.
He is training them on leg of lamb to do sutures. And they would also eat this lamb afterwards so that it was never wasted.
A real sense of resourcefulness and a little sense of humor in an otherwise, as you said, grim situation.
Yeah, and International Medical Corps makes it a point to try to use local materials whenever possible, so they don't want to have to take a lot in with them when they go in to do these trainings. And so it's not at all uncommon to see things like leg of lamb being used in more ways than one.
Clark, tell us where we can see the slideshow.
You can see the slideshow on our homepage. That's at theworld.org.
The World's Web editor, Clark Boyd. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Marco.